Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Mem Vav. We left off in daf Mem Hei Amud Beis. We are holding about 10 lines, 8 lines before the end of the page of Mem Hei Amud Beis. And we were discussing, we're just going back and forth in the Pesukim, in the Machlokas, and how to darshan all of the Pesukim. And what it boiled down to is the Machlokas, whether Ilan Shenatul B'Sof Avdo is Mutter, or Ilan Shenatul B'Sof Avdo is Asher. That was the Machlokas between Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi Aglili. And so we're now, and then we point out that Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda also holds Ilan Shenatul B'Sof Avdo is Asher. So frankly, Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, Hai Svara Minalei, Nafkele Me'aveit Abdun, Abed V'Achachach Abdun, meaning we just pointed out that the Pasuk of V'Nitatzim Esmiz B'Chosam came to teach us that when we go into Eretz Yisrael, we don't wipe everything away immediately, wipe all the Avodah Zarah away immediately. First we cut everything down. And then after we cut everything down, we finish fighting, and then we go and we burn everything down. So where does Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda know that from? So the Gemara says, he learns it from Abed Ta'abdun. Abed first, V'achar kach Ta'abdun. That there are two steps in the process of destroying. V'Rabbanan, what do the Rabbanan do with that pasuk? They learn a separate din, that when we go and we uproot Avodah Zarah, we need to uproot it entirely. We need to go look for it, we need to find it wherever it may be, and get rid of it. Not just when you happen to come across it, that you should destroy it. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda L'Shari Shachareha Minale. Where does Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda know this din of L'Shari Shachareha? Nafkele Mi'ibadita Meshama Mina Mako Mahu. He learns it from the pasuk that tells you to destroy their name from that place. V'Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan say, no, that pasuk tells you something totally different. Hahu l'chanus l'shem, that tells you that you're supposed to come up with a derogatory nickname for the Avodah Zarah. It says, v'ibadatam eshimam, you should be ma'abi their name, which means come up with a derogatory nickname. Zetanya, Rav Lozer Omer, M'nayin lo k'ravod z'chom sh'tzorek l'shari shachra. Rav Lozer says, how do I know that you have to be m'shari shachra in Avodah Zarah? Tamalomar v'ibadatam eshimam. Omerlo, right, which conforms with the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, who uses V'ibadatam eshimam to teach you that you have to be Mishari Shachreha. Omerlo Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva says, Ay, V'lo Kvar Nemar Abeit Abdun, don't you already have a pasuk of Abeit Abdun to tell you L'Shari Shachreha, meaning the Rabbanan hold Abeit Abdun teaches you L'Shari Shachreha, Imkein Matam Lomar V'ibadatam eshimam min HaMakom Ahuh, so what do you learn from V'ibadatam eshimam min HaMakom Ahuh? From that pasuk, L'chanos L'shem, you learn that you should come up with a nickname for the Avodah Zarah. Yochel L'shvach, you might think that the nickname you should come up with should be a complimentary nickname. L'shvach sal k'daitach. The Gemara says, really, you might think that? You're talking about an Avodah Zarah over here. You might think that the Torah is telling me to come up with a complimentary nickname? You know, big guy, powerful one, something like that for an Avodah Zarah? That's ridiculous. Ela yachal lo l'shvach lo l'gnai. Now, you might think that you're just not allowed to say the name, but the nickname that you come up with doesn't have to be specifically derogatory. It just can't be complimentary either, but you might think as long as it's not the proper name of the Avodah Zarah, then you're okay. That's what one might have thought. And that's why Tamalomar Shakates Tishakzenu Vitaev Tisavenu Kicheremhu. That's why the Torah says, no, you should make it an abomination. You should make it disgusting. Haketzad, what are some examples of what kind of derogatory nickname one would come up with? Hayukorunos a Beis Galia, if people called the Avodah Zarah Beis Galia, so Korunos a Beis Karya. You should call it instead Beis Karya. What's Beis Galia? Beis Karya. So Rashi over here writes, Beis Galia is a lashon of Gova, a lashon of high and mighty, and Beis Karya is a lashon of Shiflus, a lashon of lowliness. There are several other interpretations. The Aruch writes, Galia is a lashon of Gila, Simcha, of joy, and Karya is a lashon, and Kalia, he says the Girsa is Kalia, not Karya, is Shetichle min Olam, is that it should be wiped out from the world. Or he says that Galia is a lashon of Galuya Muforsemes, that which is Megula, that which was revealed, public, famous, right? So the Beis Galia means the famous one, and Beis Kalia, Shetichle Velotira, that it should be wiped out and shouldn't be seen. Or alternatively, he says it's Beis Gadya, not Beis Galia. There are Gersaos issues over here. That it's Beis Gadya, which is Gedi. And we call it Beis Karya, because Karya in Yavan is Chazir, is a pig. So we call it that if it's called by a nice animal, so we call it by a pig. But either way, or Ein Kol, if the name of the Avodah Zarah Avodah Zarah, the mashal war, Ein Kol, meaning which is all seeing, sees everything. Ein Kotz, we call it thorn in the eye, that the eye shouldn't work at all. So that's our way of coming up with a kinoy for the Avodah Zarah, with a derogatory nickname for the Avodah Zarah. Now the Prisha writes in the name of the Marshal that which we say that you're supposed to be Mechana Shem Gnai for Avodah Zarah, that's Dafka in Eretz Yisrael, it's not in Chutz La'aretz. In the Taz, in Sifkat Yubez, in Simon Kuf Mem Vav, he says that that's obviously a Ta'u Sofer, that's obviously a typo, because it makes no sense to say that that should only be a din in Eretz Yisrael. The part that is only a din in Eretz Yisrael is L'Shari Shachreha, to go and to root it out and to look for it, but to come up with a derogatory nickname is everywhere. However, in the Kudus Kesef, the Shach in the Kudus Kesef says that it's not a Ta'u Sofer at all. The Gemara had said that Tzarech L'Shari Shachreha, we learn from the Pasuk V'Ibadta Meshama Min HaMakom Ahu. And now we're saying that the chiyuv to be mechanos l'shem gnai, to come up with a derogatory nickname, is derived from that same pasuk v'ibad demeshma min hamakom ahu. So just like we apply the mitzvah l'shari shachra only in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz La'aretz, so to the kinoy shem is also only in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz La'aretz. Shach says it makes plenty of sense that if it's from the same pasuk, then you're not going to take one din that's derived from the pasuk, apply it only in Eretz Yisrael, another din derived from the same pasuk, and apply it in Chutz La'aretz also. So in Beis Lechem Yehuda, he points out that the Shach's comment is very difficult because the Gemara sounds that we don't learn both things from the same Pasuk. It's a machlokes which you learn from the Pasuk. The Rabban and Rabbi Akiva learn the Chanos L'Shem Genai from the fact that it says V'Ibadem HaShemam, and L'Sharei Shachreh they learn from Abeit HaAbdun, the Rabban and Rabbi Akiva. It's Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda who say L'Sharei Shachreh is from V'Ibadem HaShemam. So it's not that you learn both from the same Pasuk of V'Ibadem HaShemam. So maybe the Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva, who hold V'Ibadem HaShemam is about a kinoy, will say there's no such din of being mechalek between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. That's what Beis Yechum Yehuda points out, the difficulty in the Shach's comment in the Kudos HaKesef. Now where does this chiluk come in? The Gemara didn't say anything about the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. So the Rambam mentions this. The Rambam in Hilchos Avos Kochav in Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph says it's a mitzvah to say la'avid avodah zarah mishamshah and anything that's nasa b'shvila u'be'eretz Yisrael mitzvah lirdof acharei shenever osa mikol ha'aseinu. In Eretz Yisrael we have to go hunt it out, search it out. Aval b'chutz la'aretz ein anu mitzvah lirdof acharei. Rambam writes in Chutz La'aretz there's no such chiyuv. We don't have to be rodef acharei. It's just that wherever we conquer and we happen to find an avodah zarah, so that's where we should go and get rid of the avodah zarah. And he quotes a now what's difficult is that according to our Gemara, Rabban and Rabbi Kiva learn from V'ibad Demeshamam to be Mechanos L'Shem, and Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda are never Mechalik between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. So where does he get this idea that we have to be Meshari Shachreha, but it's Dafka Din in Eretz Yisrael? That doesn't fit any of the Yeshitos that it's Dafka Din in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz La'aretz. However, where the Rambam really gets it from seems to be very clear from a Medrash. The Sifri says, V'ibadim HaShemam in HaMokam Ahu, Be'eretz Yisrael HaTamutzuv Alir Dofachrei. And the Sifri says that it's Dafka Din in Eretz Yisrael that we have to chase after them, but not in Chutz La'aretz. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Yud, Halacha Tes says that if a person sees a Makom Shenekru Mimenu Avodah Zarah Be'eretz Yisrael, if a person sees a place that Avodah Zarah was uprooted in Eretz Yisrael, he makes a bracha Sha'akra Avodah Zarah Me'artzeinu. And if it's in Chutz La'aretz, he makes a bracha Sha'akra Avodah Zarah Mimakom Hazeh. And in both Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, he should say, Kishem Sha'akarta Mimakom Zeh, that he should always say that just like the Avodah Zarah has been uprooted from here, so too should be uprooted from everywhere, and everyone should go and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that goes by Maimonides, quotes in the name of the Reed, the fact that we don't make this bracha nowadays is because we live amongst Avdei Kochavim all the time, and since we live amongst Avdei Kochavim all the time, every single day we see places where there used to be Avodah Zarah, because when you're amongst Avdei Kochavim, there are always places that used to be Avodah Zarah. So one of the dinim of all these Birchos HaRi'iyah, whenever you see something that's unusual, the halacha is usually that we only make the bracha if you haven't seen it in 30 days. But that we never go 30 days without seeing a place that Avodah Zarah is Nekar. That's what goes Maimonides quotes. That's why we don't practice that halacha anymore. What you also see from here is that vibadtem eshemam, to destroy the name, that is derived, that is the kiyum of destroying the name is l'chanos l'shem, is giving a nickname. This fits in very nicely with what Gemara says elsewhere about how giving a nickname is a terrible thing to do to a person because it's destroying their name. That you see that when you mechana shem, you're ma'aved the shem ha'ikari. It's a way of destroying the proper name of the item that you're identifying. Based on that, the Chuvus Ma'arik asks, Chuvus Ma'arik Sim Kuf Samach Bey's unbelievable application. He says, how could we write, when we write a get, we write Ploni Hamechuna Kach V'Kach. We give the guy's name, and we say, okay, his name is Moshe Yaakov, Hamechuna Michael. Right? That's the way we will write it in a get. So he says, no, you should not write Hamechuna, because when you write Hamechuna, what our Gemara seems to be saying is that's an Ibud Shem. That's saying that the real name, the original name, is not a name. You're trying to destroy the original name. So he says that you should only, he paskins that you should only write Hamechuna when the second name is a pure kinoy, when it doesn't relate at all to the original name. But when it's very similar to the Hebrew name, he says, Kigon, or the Shar Mitzvah B'Halacha gives the example, Kigon, someone whose name is Yehuda, and they call him Leon, right, the Melashon Lion, Yehuda, so then you should not say Hamachuna, because it's not a kinoy, it's just a translation rather than a kinoy. It's not trying to be ma'abed the name. By definition, Hamachuna means that it's against the original name, but over here this is just a translation and a strengthening of the original name. And Shulchan Aruch Paskins like that, Paskins like the Ma'arik. However, the Ramah says we're knowing to write Hamachuna even when it's just an English translation, even when it's just a name, Belashon. Okay, says Gemara Vayter, about 7 lines in. Tani Tana Kamei Rav Sheshes Ha'akum Ovdim Es Ha'harim Es Ha'gavos Hein Mutarim Ovdim Es Ha'if. If an Ovid Kochavim worships mountains or hills, they are mutar, but those who worship them are still Chayiv Sa'if, meaning the mountain does not become Asur, but the worshipper is Chayiv Sa'if. Rashi points out Chayiv Sa'if because we said it's an Akum that's worshipping. And the Gemara Sanhedrin says Kol Misa Amudul B'nei Noach Ein El Ha'Sa'if. Whenever a Ben Noach is Chayiv Misa, it always happens to be the Misa of Sa'if. V'esazom V'esayi Rakos Ein Asur of the Messiah. Similarly, if he worships Ram and Yirakos, vegetables and things like that. So again, the items themselves are Aser, and the person is Chayiv Saif. Amalei Damar Lachmani. So he says, who told you this? Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah, Damarin L'Shnatul B'Sof Avdo Aser. It must be that it's Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah, who holds that if you plant a tree originally not L'Shem Avod Zara, and then later you're Oved it becomes Aser. So V'Lukma, but why do you assume that? If you're meaning that's how, that must be why you assume that the Zra'im, that when the guy worships Zra'im, that it's Aser. No way he planted the Zra'im for the sake of worship, but as soon as he worships them, they become Aser. V'Lukma B'Zra'im. But why don't you just say that the Hechitimtza is that he planted them, the Mekenu Kimta that we're discussing, in case where he planted them, L'Shem Avodah Zarah, and then you don't have to lock yourself into the sheet of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah, then it could even be done like the Rabbanan, that it's Aser. So, Lo Sal Kedai T'Ketani Dum Yudahar. No, it's because it taught two halachas, one of worshipping a har, and one of worshipping a garden, worshipping vegetables. So the vegetables must be similar to a har in the following sense. Just like a mountain, by definition, wasn't planted originally for the sake of Avodah Zarah, because mountains don't get planted, they get created, and that's by God, and that's not for the sake of Avodah Zarah. So too, the vegetables that we're talking about must be that they weren't planted originally for that purpose. If they weren't planted originally for that purpose, how did they become Aser? Because someone worshipped them! So you see, Ilan Shenatul B'Sof Avdo is Aser. Itmar Avnei Harshen Daldalu, if you have stones of a mountain that become separated, Rashi seems to say Navdu means neck, Nidaldalu means neck, Rumele, and they become totally uprooted on their own, and Ugoi is Mishtachavet to them. Others say Nidaldalu no, means that it's hanging on a thread. It's Nidaldal, means it's still attached, but barely attached. Whatever it is, Novid Chavim goes and he worships those stones. B'nei Rabbi Chiv, Rabbi Yochanan, there's a machlokas between Rabbi Chiv's children and Rabbi Yochanan. Charam Rasuros v'charam Mutaros. One of them said it's Aser, one of them said it's Mutar. Might happen to be the other Mutaros. Why would you hold that the mountains that have been uprooted from that the rocks that have been uprooted from a mountain that were worshipped? Why would you hold that they're mutar? Kehar mahar shein bel tfisi de adam mutar. Afani shein bel tfisi de adam mutarin. Well, a mountain is mutar because it doesn't have any tfisi de adam. No person planted that mountain there. So too, these rocks don't have tfisi de adam. Therefore, they're mutar. mutter. Frak the Gemara malahar shekein mechubar. How can you compare the two? Ahar is mechubar. These rocks are no longer mechubar. Behema tochiach. No, but look at behema. Behema is also mutter. Behema that's nevad is also mutter, and that is something that's, and that's also not mechubar. So you see, the fact that it's mechubar is not what makes it mutter, because the behema is also mutter, and it's not mechubar. Meaning what that means is that when you bow to an animal, although there is a pasuk that that teaches me that if you're mishtachve to a behema, the behema becomes aser in the sense that it becomes aser to use legavoa, but lehedyot it's mutter. It's mutter to use for non Kodesh purposes, for your own personal purposes. That's the Gemara Darshan's in Baba Kama Daf Mem. So therefore, we see that a behemo is mutter, meaning that it's mutter lahedyot, even though it's not mechubar. If you look at Tosos behemo tochiach, he points out pirush tafil behemo atzmein nesaris lahedyot im loasa b'maisa, that a behemo doesn't become usher if you just bow to it. If you do something on the behemo, to the behemo, you shecht the behemo for avodah zarah, then it becomes usher. But if you just bow to the behemo, it does not become usher. I fractosvos, but wait a second, the Gemara is going to say very soon that if a person is mishtachavel behemas chavero, he doesn't aser his friend's behemah because they know the most of davar shedo shalo, which implies that if he's mishtachavel behemas atzmo, that he does aser behemas atzmo. So how could our Gemara say that he doesn't, that you don't aser your behemah by bowing to it? The whole implication is that it's only behemas chavero that you don't aser, but your own behemah you would aser. So Tosfos says two answers. Number one, who had been l'shal atzmo v'adukamar chavero lugluya daf b'shal chavero asra basias maisa. Now the truth is, even b'shalatzmo, if you're mishtachave, you don't asr it. Why does that Gemara on Daf Nun Dalid emphasize behemas chavero to tell me that when you do a maisa, either when you do a maisa on the animal, even though it's behemas chavero, you have the ability to yes make it asr, even though it's behemas chavero, or alternatively, kamash malan Daf legavah lo asr kiven shena shalo. That the reason why it emphasizes the case of behemas chavero is to tell me that it's not even aser legavoa. When it's behemas atzmo and you're mishtachve to it, it's not aser lehedyot, but it's aser legavoa. When it's behemas chavero, it's not even aser legavoa. Good. So says Gemara, mal behemas shekein baal v'skayim. But wait a second, you can't derive from behema. Behema is a living being. So har yochiach, but a mountain's not. So you see, avachaz adin lo rizak rizav lo rizak rizar tzad shav shben sheim ben fis yad adam mutter. What do behema and mountain have in common? They both were not planted by a human being, and both are mutter after they've been nevad. Of course, ben fisiyad adam mutter. So to anything that hasn't been planted by a human being, such as a rock that fell off of a mountain, is mutter even after it's nevad. Frankly, Gemara malatzad shav shben sheim lo nishanu mibriyasan. But wait a second, behema and har both didn't change from the way they were originally created. A rock that comes off of a mountain did go through a major change. It's now no longer part of the mountain. Ela asim behema b'alz mum mehar. So no, the derivation is not from regular behema and from mountains. From a behema that has a mum, which obviously was nishtana mibriya, so it has a mum now and a mountain. V'inami mi behema tamam ilan yavesh, or a regular behema and an ilan yavesh, a tree that's dried up where it's nishtana mibriya, where it's obviously gone through a change. So if you put those two together, therefore you'll see that a rock that fell off a mountain that Enoch and Ami has been nishtanam and briyaso, nevertheless could still be mutter even though someone worshipped it. Fine. Umandi aser lahachi ksiv, and the one that says that it's aser, again, if the rock falls off the mountain, someone worships it, and a guy worships it, that it's aser. Umanda aser, or anyone worships, umanda aser lahachi ksiv shaketz tishaktenu v'taiv tisavenu. Da'afagav da'asya medina la'teira lo'tasya. The one that says it's aser doesn't deny that whole limud that we just had of the tzadashava, but he says that's why there's a special pasuk to tell you that, yes, even though Medina, even though you really have a tzad hashava that makes plenty of sense, pasuk goes out of its way to tell you, don't use that tzad hashava. You have to go and you have to be machmir anyway. That's the special chiddush of the pasuk. That's what Rashi points out. Mashmu usa dekrod nafka demashma kol drosh shatadorish bavulz chavim lo tidrushem el shakets. What the pasuk is telling you is, whenever you have an ability to make a drasha for about an avodah zarah, always make a drasha to make the avodah zarah more of an abomination, worse, usher, terrible, right? That's the whole push to have a darshan when it comes to avodah zarah. To time the bnei Rabbi Chiya d'sharu. Now we said it was machlokes between bnei Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yochanan. We didn't say who was who though. So it must be that the bnei Rabbi Chiya are the ones that are matir the stone that comes off the mountain. The bayi chizkia, because chizkia, who was one of the bnei Rabbi Chiya, asked the following shaila: Zakov beitzel l'shachvus l'mahu. What if a person stands up an egg in order to be mishtachvet to it? We're on the first wide line. Zakov beitzel l'shachvus l'mahu. If a person stands up an egg egg in order to be mishtachava to the egg. What's the din? So we assume that the shaila was that a person stood up an egg to be mishtachava to the egg, and then he actually bowed to it. And the whole shaila was, is that zakifa, is that standing up of the egg considered a maisa or not? But the implication is that had he not stood up the egg, it would not become aser. So you see that the B'nai Rabbi Chiya hold that as long as you don't do a maisa on the item itself, it's going to be mutter. That if you batter the egg without standing it up, it's going to be mutter. And therefore, similarly, if you batter the mountain, the rock from the mountain, and you didn't do anything to it other than batter it, it's mutter. So it says in Merlo, the Olam Emelach B'nai Rabbi Chiya Da'asri. Really, I can tell you the B'nai Rabbi Chiya are the ones that say that it's aser. The B'nai Rabbi Chiya are the ones that said it's aser. And Vihishtachvela. We're talking about a case where you did bow. I'm sorry. Vihishtachvela afalgav de lo zakva asura. If you bow to it, and even if you didn't stand it up, it would be aser. Vahachamayaskina. And you know what the case where they're asking the Shaila is? He stood up an egg in order to bow to it, but then didn't end up bowing to it. That's where their shaila was. So it says, what kind of shaila is that? Ulaman. Ilaman, diam raval zchav mishal yisrael asura, miyad asura. If you hold an aval dezar of yisrael is asur, so that becomes asur right away. So what kind of shaila? Ilaman, diam raval atshat yavid, and if you hold that it has to be worshipped in order to become asur, halo palcha. Well, this was never worshipped. So either shita wouldn't have a problem over here, wouldn't have a shaila. So what kind of shaila are b'nei Rabbi Chiya asking over here? What kind of shaila is Chizkiya asking? So it says, what tzrich, another case is, going to zakav beit l'shtach v'lo shtach v'la. Like we said, you stood up the egg to bow to it, you didn't bow to it, uba ovid kochav mishtach v'la. But then a guy comes along, and he bows to it. Now normally the halacha is, Rashi points out, eino d'vosu dover sheino shalo. Someone can't, if I wake up in the morning, I walk outside my house and find my neighbor bowing down to my car, does not make my car asir. But that's because I never was megaladas that I want my car to be worshipped. But here's a person was zokef the egg in order for it to be worshipped. And then someone comes along and worships it. So that's exactly what the owner wanted it to be used for. So then it can become aser. Similar to Rav Yudah Shmuel said that if a Jew stands up a brick in order to be mishtachve to it above, become mishtachve, and then a guy comes in as mishtachve, asur, it's aser. Becoming by levena, who deminkra is a kifasa, is that only by a brick, where it's very recognizable when you stand it up, of a beitza lo, but an egg is not so clearly recognizable when you stand it up? Maybe it doesn't make a difference. Any item that you stand up for the sake of mishtachve, and then a guy comes in as mishtachve to, that it's going to be aser. Teku, so the Gemara leaves it unresolved. It's a teku. Period. By Rabbi Barchama, mishtachve lahar, avad malim mizbeach. If a person is mishtachve to a mountain, can you use the rocks of that mountain to build the mizbeach? What's the shaila? So the Gemara says the shaila boils down to yesh nevad b'mechubar etzel gavoa, o ein nevad b'mechubar etzel gavoa. When it comes to using something that was worshipped while it was mechubar, while it was attached to the ground, does that become usher to gavoa? Does that become usher to use for mikdash? And if you say that it does become aser, that something becomes nevad b'mechubar in regards to using it for gavoa, in regards to using it for a kodesh, machshirei carbon damu alo. Well, that maybe is only if you plan on using it for the carbon itself. You plan on using that which you bow down to as the carbon itself. But over here, you just want to use it as the mizbeach upon which you bring the carbon. So maybe machshirei carbon aren't taken quite as seriously, and the mizbeach is only Machshire carbon. So I'm a Rava. Rava says Kal v'chomer. I can answer your question with the simple Kal v'chomer. Uma esnon shemuta betolish lahedyot. Also b'mechubar l'gavoa, when it comes to esnon zono, payment of a prostitute, where it's mutter betolish lahedyot. A hedyot is allowed to use it, and it's and when it's talish, still is also b'mechubar l'gavoa. D'chsiv, as the pasuk says, lo savi esnon zono mechir kelev lo shatolish lo shemuchubar. So we see that the isr l'gavoa doesn't make a difference whether the esnon was something that was talish or whether it was mechubar, because the Torah never distinguishes whether it was talish, whether it was talish or whether it was mechubar. So you see that it's aser to bring Beis Hashem. Now Beis Hashem implies even for machshirei carbon, because Beis Hashem is like the mizbeach, things that are the bais, that are the bais itself, rather than the carbon. So you see that even machshirei carbon are aser legavoa. So nevad she aser betalish lehediot and odin she aser bemechubar legavoa. So Nevad, which we know when it's betalish, is asr lahedyot, should for sure be asr b'mechubar l'gavoa. That's Rava's kal v'chomer. Armle Rafuna Breda Vishua L'Rava. So Rafuna Breda Vishua says to Rava, yeah, but you could learn the Kal v'chomer the exact opposite way. O chiluf, maybe you could switch it around and say as follows. Uman nevat sha'asu betalosh etzel hedyot, mutar b'mechub l'gvava, something that's worshipped. When it's talosh, when it's something that's detached from the ground, is asur for even a regular person to use, forget about the base of Mikdash, asur even for a regular person to use, and nevertheless, if it's attached to the ground, it's mutar l'gavoa, it's even mutar for the base of Mikdash to use it. Shneamar, how do I know it's even mutar for the base of Mikdash to use it? Because the Pasuk says, Eloheim alaharim v'lo aharim, Eloheim, we darshin, that their gods are on the mountains, but the mountains themselves never become the gods. That implies that it never has any din of avodah zarah, whether it comes to a person using it for personal uses or using it for legavoah, using it for the base of Mikdash. Either way, it's not going to be a problem. So if that's the case, Esnan, when you then apply that over to Esnan, Shemutr betalush lehadyot, that even if it's something that's talush, even if it's detached from the ground, it's mutter for a hedyot to get out from Esnan. The whole din of Esnan's on in the Torah is only for Hegdish. Sayinu din, Shemutr b'mechubar l'gavoa, so then at least if it's mechubar, it should be mutter l'gavoa. Obviously, if it's talush, it's not going to be mutter l'gavoa, because that's what the whole pasuk is about. The pasuk says you're not allowed to use Esnan zona l'gavoa, but at least we should derive from this kal v'chomer, learn the Kal V'Chomer in the opposite way, and derive that the Esnan, if it's Mechubar, should be Mutar L'Gavoa. Says Gemara, V'im Yishum Beis Hashem Elokecha, ah, you're going to tell me Beis Hashem Elokecha, which tells me that you're not allowed to use the Esnan Zona at all for Makshirei Karban or for any Gavoa purposes. Mibayli, L'Chatitad, you know, I already need Beis Hashem Elokecha, teach me the following drasha. Beis Hashem Elokecha, Prat L'Parra She'in Abal L'Bayis, Divi Reb Lazar. Reb Lazar says, Beis Hashem Elokecha comes to exclude the Parra Aduma, to tell me the Parra Aduma is not brought to the Beis Hashem itself. It's one of the things a lot of people don't realize. Parah Aduma, the whole process of Parah Aduma is only on Har HaZesim. It's not even on the Har HaBayis at all. The Chamrum L'Rabbis HaSarikum, and the Cham say no, comes to include the golden plating that they would put on the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's a noy for the base of Mikdash, that becomes us as well. Amr Leh, so he said back to him, why would you go with the opposite Kal V'Chomer? I'm suggesting Kal V'Chomer that will teach me a Chumrah, and you're coming and telling me a Kula? Kula V'Chomer, L'Chomer Barchinan. The din is always that if you have the choice of Kula or Chumrah, we always go L'Chumrah. If you have the choice of saying a Kal V'Chomer, L'Kula or L'Chumrah, you always go L'Chumrah. The Rashi points out, we call it Parchinan because the Kal V'Chomer is always expressed in the lashon of a question. Even though Kal V'Chomer is a din, right? So that's why we call it Parchinan. But the rule is, whenever you have a chance to do a Kal V'Chomer L'Kula or a Kal V'Chomer L'Chumra, the rule is you're always supposed to go L'Chumra. Is that rule really true? Whenever you have the opportunity to go L'Kula or L'Chumra, you don't go L'Kula? There's a machlokas. If a person's seventh day of Tumah, after becoming Tamei to a Mace, is on Erev Pesach, that's Chal B'Shabbos, so there's a machlokas. Whether you could do that day 7 hazza'ah on the person and therefore allow him to have the Karban Pesach that night, Motzai Shabbos. So Rabbi Lazar suffer l'chumra, the mechayiv le'legavra. Rabbi Lazar holds l'chumra that he is chayiv in the Karban Pesach that night. Rabbi Akiva l'kula pater. Rabbi Akiva says, no, he's pater from the Karban Pesach that night. The kapar Rabbi Akiva l'kula, Rabbi Akiva suggests the kal v'chomer that's l'kula. So you see that he suggests the kal v'chomer that's l'kula, even though you want a taina that normally the rule is you always have to go l'chumra. Where do we see Rabbi Akiva suggest kal v'chomer l'kula? The Mishnah says as follows: Heishav Rabbi Akiva ol chiluf. Maybe you could say it this way: Uma hazah shi mishum shvus ein adoch haShabbos hazah, which is only in a siddur rabbanon. You're not allowed to do on Shabbos shchita shidoraisa l'kolshke. Then you for sure should not be allowed to do shchita on Shabbos either. So you see, Rabbi Akiva wants to suggest a kal v'chomer l'kula. So says the Gemara, no, that's not to tell you that you're allowed to suggest a kal v'chomer l'kula. The rule of Kal V'Chomer is, Kal V'Chomer always has to be L'Chumra. If you have the option, the Kal V'Chomer has to be going L'Chumra, not L'Kula. What was Rabbi Akiva doing over there? Hasam Rabbi Lezer Gamrei V'Ayakar Le'Talmuda. Over there, the case was that Rabbi Lezer taught the Halacha, and then forgot what he had taught. Va'asa Rabbi Akiva la'at kures. Rabbi Akiva was coming up with a fake Kal V'chomer in order to jog Rabbi Lazar's memory. So the Kal V'chomer that Rabbi Akiva was suggesting was not actually literally, didn't mean it to be taken seriously. It was just to jog Rabbi Lazar's memory because Rabbi Lazar had forgotten what he had taught. V'hainu da'amrala, and we know that Rashi points out because it's ridiculous what Rabbi Akiva suggests. That Shechita is not Tocha Shabbos. It is Tocha Shabbos. Not true what Rabbi Akiva is suggesting. V'hainu da'amrala, and that's why he said to him, Rabbi al tachbireni b'shas adin, Kach mekubal ani mimcha, Rebbe, don't deny me at a time of din. This is what I received from you. That azah shvus veinu docha es haShabbos. That azah is only nisan drabanan, and it's not going to be docha Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop there.